hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and friends, Single Scott, Mermaid Angela, and Tony. We have moved forward in time a couple days because we are recording the show, and we are now at Sona Sally Resort, right near the Nandi Airport. Now, they're running a dive expo. You're going to hear about that in a little bit, and they brought all the dive operators from the Fiji Islands to one location right here at this fabulous resort you're going to hear about in just a bit. But I got to check in with our friends because we had a pretty rough night there at Voli Voli. The last blowout with Steve. The darling family that they are, they really blew it out, didn't they, Scott?
Well, they were very hospitable, and yes, we blew it out, and we're all hurting a little bit, but we recovered, and we're starting again.
Exactly, right. Girls, how are you holding up? Angela?
I'm doing great. We already started the beverages, and we're going to have an awesome night.
We are indeed. Tony?
Well, considering we dove the next morning, water always wakes you up.
This is true. Yeah, now they have an amazing pool system here. I mean, it's not a pool. It's like a system of pools here at Sona Sally, and we did a little mermaid shoot. I think we may have raised the bar to a whole new level. What do you think, Angela?
Yeah, the photos came out beautiful. This is a wonderful pool. There's just all different areas, big rocks. We have a wonderful swim-up bar, which everyone should visit, and just water everywhere. It's great.
Yeah, this is one of the bigger resorts in Fiji, I believe. And matter of fact, let's talk to Aaron. He is the managing director, Big Cheese Kahuna. What's the official title, Aaron?
Big Cheese.
Okay, I like it. See, they all go with that. Kahuna or Big Cheese. Kahuna's more of a Hawaiian thing. So Big Cheese is probably more appropriate for the Fiji Islands, right?
Absolutely. Big Cheese works.
Yes, good. Now, this pool system you have here at Sona Sally Resort, it's just northeast of Nandi, right? The airport?
That's correct. Sona Sally's just 11 kilometers out of Nandi Town, and we're a very quick 3-minute boat ride across to the island.
Excellent. And the pool system here, they told me, is the biggest, or was at one time the biggest pool in the entire islands or something. What's going on there?
That's correct. It's one of the largest pools in Fiji. It's nearly 1 million liters of water. So it's a very large free-form lagoon swimming pool that makes up the central facility of the resort.
And a fabulous backdrop for mermaid pictures. Have you ever had a mermaid here at the Sona Sally Resort?
Well, I understand we've had a couple of them here just today.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think we did a new thing, but I'll tell you, the pictures we got are truly spectacular. You're going to find them at scubaradio.com, and who knows where else they're going to pop up, because they were pretty good. Now, so you got this fabulous pool system. The whole layout of the place, so tropical. I mean, you feel like you're on an out-island resort many, many miles away, but like you said, you're just a mile or two down the road from the main airport, so it's very easy to get to this particular location, right?
That's exactly right. Location for Sona Sally is key. We're only 25 minutes drive from Nandi Airport, so we're very convenient to get to. We're a terrific diver destination in itself, but we're also a very popular entry point into Fiji for divers before they go to some of the other islands in the group.
Yes, and one of the things about this particular resort is you don't just do diving. You pretty much do every adventure, sport, activity that you could ever imagine, from, I don't know, surfing across the way there to they got jet ski tours, safaris, and the kicker here, you actually have paintball. What is that all about?
Well, we do quite a few small to medium groups here at Sona Sally, and paintball is one of our team-building activities. But at Sona Sally, we're very much the adventure activity capital of Fiji. We have more activities available at this resort than any other property in Fiji. So it's a really very core focus for us at the property.
Nice. Now, I was wondering, you know, last last night we were here at the resort, and we kind of blew it up again. There seems to be a continuing theme on our travels here in the Fijian Islands when our diving day is done, that the drinking starts. And next thing you know, my mermaids are running around. I'm wondering if I can borrow one of your paintball guns to keep them in line. You hear what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think that's probably a good plan.
Okay, all right. We might have to put that that activity to work. He's like, what? You're liking this, huh?
Absolutely. A lot of
He's like, hey, we may have a new activity we can offer here at Sona Sally Resort. What do you think, Scott? What do you think of this particular property that we've seen so far?
Oh, the property's just gorgeous. I mean, I don't know how many acres it is, but it's huge. And the beaches are beautiful, palm trees. Swim-up bar is a big hit with our crew.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Mermaid Tony, also a dive instructor. She's working, her networking things here with the dive operators. How many job offers have you had?
So far, only one, but I'm sure I could find a few more if I wanted.
Well, it's early in the evening. We'll see what happens for sure. Now, Aaron, I got to talk to you about a particular employee you have. We met Karen, who's like a media director, I believe, or I'm not sure what her official title is, but she, you guys are living the dream, aren't you? When people hear that you live in Fiji, don't they think, oh my gosh, you must have the ultimate gig, and how did you get it? Is that a common question you get from friends and family back home?
Absolutely. Fiji is just such a special place. They're magical islands, and Karen is our sales and marketing manager, and she was actually an extremely regular guest here at the resort. She was returning here at least two or three times each year, and she was basically not leaving us alone. She was insistent that she wanted to come here and live, and so we ended up having to offer her a job.
Yes, yeah, so basically she wouldn't leave, so you made her work in order to stay. That kind of was the deal?
Absolutely.
Nice. Now, Karen, let me back this story up, because she had a different twist on it, Aaron. Karen, listen, he just said that you basically got your job here at Sona Sally Resort because you wouldn't leave. Is that accurate, or is there more to the story? You told me a little different twist to it earlier.
Oh, that's pretty much accurate. I didn't want to go home, so they offered me a reason to stay.
Oh, I thought you said you, broke a toe, and you said, I'll sue you if you don't put me to work. No, that isn't how it went?
That may have had a little bit to
okay,
do with
it. Okay, there you go. She knows how to work it here in Fiji, for sure. Yeah, you love this place. I can tell. You've been here how long now?
2.5 years, coming up 3 years.
Yep. And is, when you see all the groups come in, is it universally the same across the board? Doesn't matter if you're coming from the States, the UK, wherever. I mean, if what I'm seeing from everybody, they're just loving the whole atmosphere and the hangout and that kind of thing. Is it that pretty much the universal, feel you get from everyone?
Yeah, it is. People come here for a real Fijian experience, and that's what they get. They wake up and they know that they're in Fiji.
And what about you doing the mermaid thing? Are you going to do this?
No, I haven't heard about that one yet.
Well, we can make that happen. We're going to put the mermaids to work later, and they may need a break.
Yeah, I heard you only got two tails, though.
Okay, only two tails. All right, just checking. Yeah, she does a lot of things here at the resort. And by the way, they can check Sona Sally out on the web by, what is it, sonasallyresort.com or what?
www.sonasally.com.
Sonasally.com, okay. www, which would be www for us less, I don't know. Yeah, I like www. That's pretty good. But that's a, what is that, an English thing or what?
Could be probably an Australian thing, actually.
Okay, we'll go with that. You know what? Let's move over here to another area here at the Expo Party. They're doing a kava ceremony. Let me sit down and walk down here next to them. I got it. And yeah, Angela, you sit there. Tony, Scott, good. All right, we're in a circle, sitting Indian style or Fijian style, I guess, here since we're in Fiji. And they got a kava bowl. They've been grinding up the kava root, and they put it in a dirty sock and mix it in with water, and we drink it. And it's like the Fijian way. Now, Tony, you've already had one of these. What do you think? You like it? You're digging it?
It kind of tastes like dirty sock, actually.
Yeah, so you're saying you like it.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't go that far.
No? Really? Are your lips numb yet?
The lips are numb, the tongue's numb, which is what makes it drinkable.
Yeah, so once you've had enough cups of kava, you don't really care what it tastes like anymore, I guess.
Perhaps, or enough glasses of red wine.
Yeah, now we did this on the air after our last trip to Fiji a couple years ago, we had a kava ceremony on Scuba Radio, but this is the authentic, this is the real deal. So you're participating in Fijian culture right now. Don't you feel special?
I do. We're actually really sitting here in a circle with the Fijians in a kava bowl. It's genuine. It's real. We're here.
It's good stuff. And this is the kind of stuff that you get in Fiji and unique to Fiji because you get to hang out with the locals. They're wearing grass skirts. Have you thought about trading in your mermaid tail for a grass skirt instead?
I did think about it, actually, but I don't know about that.
No? Maybe after a few more cups of kava.
We'll see.
I asked the Fijian folks that we're hanging with, how many cups of kava do you need to, I guess, drink them under the kava bowl? And they said like 30 bowls of this stuff.
I need to multiply mine by 10, and then I'll be there.
By 10? What do you mean?
That means I've had 3.
Oh, okay. Well, we got all night. Tony, come on. Stay with the program. But this is part of it. This is what you do, right? You're liking this, aren't you?
What time's their flight tomorrow?
I forgot. It doesn't matter, really. But I know we have escorts here in Fiji. All right, I mean, escorts may not be the right word, but we have, like, leaders. You know, there's a guy, Thomas Valentine from Fiji Tourism, is going to kind of keep us under wraps, keep us on schedule. Okay, so we don't got to worry about anything. Are you good with this?
I'm great with that.
Are you sure?
Get me on the plane tomorrow. I'll be fine at, you know, what is it, 6 a.m. tomorrow? Yeah, I'll be great.
No, it's 5:20.
Oh, man, I would have missed the flight. Thanks
for telling. Yes, exactly. See, we got to keep our mermaids in check here. Scott, how you holding up there, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm on my fifth tsunami.
Tsunami is like, okay, well, the levels of kava that you can drink in the cup, which, by the way, the kava cup is like a coconut shell, half a coconut. Yeah, so what are the levels?
Okay, a low tide is just a smaller glass. A high tide is a little bit more. Tsunami goes all the way to the rim.
What are you thinking, Tony?
I'm thinking that a low tide is also known as the lie, which is what I ask for every time. However, the last time you ordered it for me, I got a tsunami. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. I'm just trying to get you involved, get you in tune with Fijian culture. What? Come on, Tony. You got to get with the program. That's what I brought you. This is your first time diving the Pacific. You got to drink it all in, and that includes the kava, the dirty sock water.
I just want a lie, thanks.
A lie. I don't think that has anything to do with kava. That might have something to do with something else.
I have no idea anymore. I don't know.
But she's willing to go with the flow.
Tony is very much involved in the kava ceremony.
Is she?
Yes.
Yeah, she's fitting in well, I think. Don't you think, Scott?
Oh, yeah, she's been doing great. Kava is her new drink of choice instead of Jaeger bombs.
Yeah. Could you make a kava bomb, I wonder?
I'm sure we can, and I would take anything over a Jaeger bomb, let me tell you.
Okay, well, hey, the night is young here in Fiji at the Sona Sali Resort, and this is the Dive Expo party. We got a few people we want to talk to. Our folks from Matava are here. They won an award here at the Dive Expo for being the most ecologically sound resort in the world, I believe. Patty gave them a nice award here at the Expo. Also, our friends at Paradise Dive, where we're going to dive with tomorrow. You'll hear about them next week on the big show. And a few other surprises are up our sleeve this hour on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Just 3 cups of kava in. Stick around. It could get interesting as we continue our broadcast from Fiji.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you wanna come down. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
Hello, you're listening to Scuba Radio. Sitting by the Cava Bowl, beautiful Sona Sali Resort at the Dive Expo 2010.
Nice. Very good. See, I got someone else doing the show for me here in Fiji. That's how beautiful the whole Cava ceremony. It just brings people together. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
Oh, exactly. You know, everybody's friends around the Cava Bowl.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, we're all friends here, and I'm about to drink some Cava right now. Bula!
Okay, clap. That wasn't a clap, actually. I just kind of smacked somebody's. We'll just leave it at that. Mother, yes.
Mother.
1, 2, 3, clap, and pass the bowl back for a refill.
I love the sacred kava of Fiji.
It's good. It's good stuff, isn't it? Karen, right?
For you. Yes, my name is Karen.
And you are from where?
I am from California, from the San Francisco Bay Area. I actually reside in Willow Glen, which is a beautiful suburb in San Jose, California.
Nice.
I work for Ultimate Fiji Vacations by Aqua Trek.
Nice, okay. And so you're here learning about getting more familiar with some of the dive operations on the island?
Exactly. Just meeting all the dive operators and just putting faces to the names. And most of all, just experiencing the wonderful
Fijian culture.
Spirit. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Nice. Now, so I know you saw our mermaids there, Karen, and you were talking to Single
just
Scott.
Lovely. The mermaids are just so beautiful. So, mythical creatures.
They're real, though, here. We brought real ones. It's pretty freaky, isn't it?
I saw real-life mermaids. Real mermaids.
They are, Karen. Now, and you want to be one, I hear.
I would like to try out if...
There's a whole hazing ceremony that you have to go through after about 30 bowls of kava.
I am prepared to do what it takes.
You're willing to go that extra mile to earn your position as a scuba radio mermaid?
Yes, I am. I'm willing to do what it takes to be a mythical, magical mermaid for scuba radio.
I love it. Yeah, so what are you doing here at the resort? Are you diving or just kind of visiting properties for your folks back there on the left coast?
All of the above. I've been visiting all the beautiful properties of Fiji. I've been diving. I did the ultimate shark encounter of Banga. 8 species of sharks on one dive, the number one shark dive in the world. It was the adrenaline rush of a lifetime.
Yeah, and what kind of sharks were you seeing on that dive? We're supposed to do that here in a few days.
Oh, well, you are in for the dive of your life. I saw bull sharks, lemon sharks, white tips, black tips, silver tips.
Pretty much all sharks.
All the sharks except for the tiger failed to show up, but that's okay. Now I have something to look forward to for next time I dive the ultimate shark encounter.
Nice. Yeah. Supposedly they have a tiger shark that comes in like about once a month, a couple times a month, and if you hit it right, you might get a special show.
Yes. Yeah,
on top of all those other sharks that you mentioned.
Yes, exactly. The shark comes maybe, a few times a week, or sometimes she'll take a week off. Sometimes she'll come back and bring a friend or two. But that's the fun of it. No matter what, even if you feed the sharks, you still can't control them, and that's the beauty of it.
That's what makes it a cool adventure, right?
That's what makes it a cool adventure.
Now, do you do like a ceremony before you do a shark dive here in Fiji? Is there some kind of like human sacrifice? Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, we do that in pretty much at all shark dives, I think. But I just wonder if there's a Fijian thing where you sacrifice a virgin or something like that.
No, pretty much I was sacrificing myself, and luckily they spared my life, and I'm here to live to tell about it.
Nice. Now, are you bringing divers from the left coast over here soon again?
Yes, I am, from all over the world. It's the world-famous shark dive. People come from all over the world to dive Aqua Trek's Ultimate Shark Encounter.
All right, how many cups of kava have you had?
Just one, which is not nearly enough.
Right, but you've had, what, 7 glasses of booze?
I've had about 3 glasses of champagne.
Okay.
And now I'm working on my first glass of wine.
And that mixes well with kava.
It does. Wine and kava go very well together, I've recently discovered.
Okay, well, you know what? We're going to discover this too. Where are you drinking? Tsunamis or the Lalais or what level of kava drinker are you? They said you got to drink 30 bowls of this stuff to hang with the locals.
I am high tide, which means that it is the highest level.
So you're hardcore is what you're telling me.
Yes, I can hang.
All right, well, that's the first step to becoming a scuba radio mermaid. You must be able to handle your kava, and I think you're well on your way.
Yes, I do love the kava. It's very sacred.
Well, we're going to have some next. Here, stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in Fiji.
Scuba radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
bigger is better. Just ask all the divers in Key West, Key Largo, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm that consider their Divers Direct their friendly neighborhood dive center. Well, now it's Orlando's turn. Divers Direct on International Drive in Orlando is now open. And the grand opening celebration continues at all Divers Direct locations and at DiversDirect.com. Beat the summer rush and have your tank serviced now. Just mention this ad and receive $5 off your tank's VIP. Offer valid through June 13th. Everything you could ever need as a diver can be found at Divers Direct, Florida's full-service dive shop. Your friends at Divers Direct love to travel, too, and you can come along. Check out their latest dive adventure opportunities at DiversDirect.com. Divers Direct, Florida's local dive shop with stores in West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Key Largo, Key West, and now open in Orlando. Don't have a Divers Direct store near you? Remember, they're always open at DiversDirect.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I had to get up from the Kaaba circle there. Karen was getting a little too close, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, a couple bottles or glasses of Kaaba. Next thing you know, things could get a little scary. So I moved away from the Kaaba. But everybody's in fine form, whether they're drinking champagne, Kaaba, beer, red wine, I don't know, froofy drinks, mermaid drinks. We got it all here at the Fiji Dive Expo. Now, I'm sitting here next to some very good friends that we've made in Fiji here. Basically, it's his fault while we're here. And that's Stuart from Matava Dive Resort. Now, I just mentioned they won a big award from Patty for being the most ecologically sound resort in the world or something like that. Is that right? Well, Richard, well, let me talk to Stuart first.
No, I'm just waiting for a glass of wine.
Okay, he needs to be socially lubricated. Please help him out.
Thank you.
Yes, it's the Fijian way. I think it's universal, actually, Richard.
You want to? Cheers.
Cheers. Congratulations on your award, first of all.
Well, thank you very much.
And so, most ecological resort in the world type of thing? What is that?
Yes, it is. And for the second year in a row.
Sweet.
To make it a hat trick next year.
So does that mean like you guys don't have to burn gasoline or anything? You have like gerbils that run everything there on wheels or what?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of gerbils and we collect a lot of other shit. Chicken poo, especially.
Chicken poo.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you do is you ferment that and you produce your own gas.
We've
got enough gas between us to run a lot.
Nice. That is a beautiful thing. Yeah. Definitely got to experience it. But let's talk about Matava, right? Matava. That's right, Stuart?
Yes, Matava.
Matava. I was saying Matava, but it's Matava.
No, I spell it American. Matava. Matava.
Which means what?
It actually means eyes for, because it... Chiefly legend, during a battle, someone came and saw the chief four times, and to see four times is mata va, to see four times, before there was a truce and a surrender.
Oh, okay, a truce and surrender. All right, we're going to find out more about this resort here in Fiji right after the break. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hey, I need some more Kaaba. You know what? Make it a rum and coke. Yeah, hold on.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
You know, I think there's a few divers catching a buzz here at the Fiji Dive Expo. Hey, you know, there's no diving going on. They're just talking shop, having a bowl or two or kava. And maybe a cocktail or two. Now we're hanging out with Richard and Stuart from Matava. They are a ecologically sound resort. They've won awards for this 2 years running now for being the most ecologically run resort in the world. According to Patty, they have set up this award probably through Project Aware, I'm guessing, right?
It's Project Aware. Project Aware have recognized us. And I think one of the primary things is that we offer the Project Aware Coral Conservation Course free of charge to every guest that comes to our resort.
And we're not coming. What's up with that, Richard? You guys just wouldn't let us. Stuart told you all about us before we got here to the island, didn't he?
Well, I guess you guys have got poor taste. You should be down there.
The truth of the matter is that they were filled up. They didn't have room for us because you guys are doing so well out here, I guess.
Well, we have filled up. We're a busy resort. We've been full most of the time. And, you know, I guess people like what we're doing.
Yes, well, I've heard good things for sure. And if you've won that award, that says a lot right there. You get the free coral conservation course. That's a pretty cool little thing you offer there. Now, what about the resort itself? It's fairly small, too, right? Yeah, I mean, how many rooms do you guys have? It's fairly small, right?
We have 9 rooms. We got 4 honeymoon burrows. We got 5 ocean view burrows. It's immaculate. It's awesome. When we say ocean view, it's unbelievable. You look out over $1 million view. Money can't buy this.
Yes, well, it can't, but you could book a trip there, and it would cost a few bucks, but it's actually, yeah, I mean, if you go to the website, it's matava.com, right? Matava. No, Matava. I'm just saying Matava because if they have trouble spelling it.
It's Matava. Actually, it's pronounced Matava. Yes, you can come to our website. It's easy. You just tap in Matava. It's matava.com.
Yeah, and so if you do have a few bucks, you could buy a piece of paradise, at least at a day or two at a time.
7 days at a time, preferably.
Okay, there you go. The more the merrier, right? What about the diving? What kind of diving can you expect to encounter off of your resort there?
Okay, well, we are based on the Great Astrolabe Reef. It's on the south side of Kandavu. It's on the continental drop-off. We're very different to the rest of the diving in Fiji. We have the soft coral, and you may know that Fiji is known as the soft coral capital of the world.
Yeah, we've seen a few of those on our trip so far.
I'm sure you have. You've seen acres and acres of it, and we have that in any one of the 5 passages that we have in the Astrolabe Reef. But we also have the Astrolabe Reef itself, which is a pristine, hard coral reef right on the continental drop-off, so we have all the pelagics and especially manta rays that are
nice.
Very nice indeed.
Wow, okay, well, I guess we got a reason to come back, and we haven't even got halfway through our adventure here this time.
Please do come back. We're dying to have you and your mermaids come and visit us.
Yeah, the mermaids are quite a bit. They don't really care so much about me, but as long as I bring a mermaid or two with me, you're saying I'm welcome.
Very, very welcome.
Nice. All right, once again, it's matava.com. Go check them out online. If you just look at the pictures, you'll see what I'm talking about as far as this is a place you're going to want to visit. All right, we got more coming up from the Fiji Dive Expo next. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the Nature Island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deborah Hill. A lot of people call me the scuba shrink or Dr. Debbie. I am a psychiatrist and an extreme diver, and I love the sea like all of you. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's Craig, the dive master, someone I'd certify as, absolutely nuts. But you know what? I love nuts.
You know, we may have to stop off and see the scuba shrink on our way back through California after this little adventure in Fiji, because we're meeting some very colorful characters in between bowls of kava, champagne, wine, whatever, at the Fiji Dive Expo. Now, we've been hanging out with our friends from Matava, Stuart and Richard. Now, we've been talking to Richard. He's like the manager curator of the facility. Stuart is like the communications marketing genius there behind this resort. And, you know, he has a way with the uniforms here. You'd expect to come to Fiji and see the Fijians wearing grass skirts. And you know, Stuart is wearing a skirt, but it's not a grass skirt. Or it's not a skirt. It's a what?
It's a kilt.
It's a kilt. He looked like he was about ready to kilt me.
Yeah, he did, actually.
Yeah, so it's a kilt. Right, so what's the story there, Stuart?
Well, I'm Scottish. I came here 14 years ago. I'm still here, and I'm still Scottish.
Okay, fair enough. And so he's wearing his colors, his uniform today at the event, right?
Yes, I wear it every year. It's one of the times. Anytime I can whip it out, I'll whip it out.
Okay, fair enough. And then he'll also wear his kilt. Hello! We'll be here all week. Now, by the way, what's in the pouch thing? I've always wondered that. Do I want to know? Okay, he's reaching in his pouch. Oh, my God, it's a knife. Is that a knife? That is a knife.
Yeah, you want to stay away from him.
Okay, that's all I need to see. But he means business when he don't make any kilt jokes.
He just pulled a knife out of his kilt.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
We're allowed to carry them, apparently.
Yeah, okay. That's just part of the game. I like it. Now, Stuart, you got have quite a story on how you got to be here in Fiji working with Matava. Now, tell me your story, and then we got to find out what Richard's is, because you said his is even more creative or more unique.
Richard's story is quite unique, but diver stories around the world where divers and divers have got wonderful stories world round. How did we get here? Did we make a life plan? Did you make a life plan?
No. Are you kidding me? If you would have told me I was going to host a radio show about scuba diving, you know, 5 years ago, I would laugh you out of the room. But here I am in Fiji, so you know what? Life ain't too shabby. Now, but for you, you were in California. You were telling me the story earlier that you and your wife-to-be, I assume, or at least at the time, you're in California, and what happened? You were looking for some place to go, and how did you end up in Fiji?
Well, yeah, we'd worked, 5-6 years in the Caribbean, up and down, working the diving, working the liverboards, working Roatan, St. Martin, Saba. Then that, we came to California, we drove west, came there, running out of road. We stayed there for about a week, got drunk, had a couple of bottles of wine.
That sounds like last week, doesn't it, Tony, for us?
Last week, that sounds like every night.
Oh, brother, okay. But anyway, so you ran out of road, and you start drinking in California. After a week, you finally, like, sober up enough to go, what's next, or what?
Well, kind of, had a good lunch. Venice Beach was a lovely, crisp Chianti. We wandered around the corner and said, it's time we got out of there. The travel agent said, Papua New Guinea, a bit expensive. Tahiti, a bit expensive. Special, Fiji, $800. So we got on the flight at 10:30 that night, 8 hours later. Woke up with a slight hangover in Fiji. 14 years later, I'm still here.
Yep. Okay, so you just came over on a whim because the price was right on the airfare, and that was 14 years ago.
Indeed it was.
You just never left.
And just never left. It's a wonderful place to be. Never planned it. But Fiji's such a wonderful place to live. I've traveled, I'm a nomad, and apparently here's where I've settled.
Yeah, well, it ain't a bad place to settle. I think Tony's flirting with the idea of staying, too. This could be Fiji's next victim, or a human sacrifice. I haven't figured out yet. What do you think?
I'm thinking about it. I went to the Keys to stay for 3 months, and there 2.5 years, and who knows? I came to Fiji for 2 weeks. I may never go home.
Yeah, that's how it happens, you know, here in the dive industry when you're doing this kind of thing. So you kind of wonder how these people end up on the islands, you know, like Stuart, who is Scottish, you know, kind of a unique mix. What about you, Richard? Tell me this story of how you ended up in Fiji.
Well, I'm not sure that it's any more interesting than Stuart's. I used to work in the investment banking industry. I was one of those pariahs. Today's world, we're pariahs. And then we were sort of like pretty cool.
Then the movie Wall Street came out and everything went to hell. And
exactly. But, you know, we wondered if we could actually make a living, because we hated that industry. There's three of us who came out, all friends for a long time. And we wondered if there was a way that we could combine our passions and make a living at the same time. We didn't have enough to retire, so we still had to create some sort of business. And we thought we'd give it a go. And we looked all over the world for something that was right. And then we got drunk in a pub and decided on Fiji.
Okay, nice. I like it. You know, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, that's how most of the stories I hear about people that end up in the islands, how they start. We were in a bar drinking, right? And then we had this crazy idea, and next thing you know, here we are kind of thing, huh?
It's absolutely true. It's no word of a lie. We were drinking a beer called Hurleyman that you can get in the UK. We call it Hooligan because that's what it does to you. And we made the decision there and there on that night, and we bit the bullet and bought the resort.
Yeah, and here you are. You're doing all right, aren't you?
We were naive 8 years ago. We know what we're doing right now. We've known for quite a while. But, you know, we came as lifestylers, and we're achieving a lot of that lifestyle, too. But you get a wake-up call when you move abroad and you go to a remote place and you do something like this. And you live or die by it, and we're living by it, and we love it.
Yeah, you learn to adjust, survive what you got to do, whether it's cyclones or God knows what else. It's all good stuff indeed. Tony, you're having a good time, are you?
I'm having.
You're hearing these stories. Are you thinking this could be you? Yeah, 10 years from now, you'll look back at this. I remember when I came over with Scuba Radio and I never went home.
That's actually what I've been thinking since the day I showed up.
Yes, yeah, she's been trying to ditch us since day one. If she could just ditch us and go hang with all the dive operators or one of the other resorts here on the island, right? Come on, admit it.
I'm thinking about it. Can I get money back for my return flight? Is that refundable?
No, non-refundable. It's one of those special web deal only things.
I got to go back and pick up my stuff though anyway. So.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. It's still early in the week. I'm telling you, she might be convinced to stay. Stuart, how are you holding up there, buddy?
I'm standing up.
Yes, aren't we all? Barely. Yeah, everybody is still holding up pretty well here at the Fiji Tourism Party, or Fiji Dive Expo. There you go. That's what it is. And we got more coming up from it next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right.
Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
I like to be under the sea and listen to scuba radio.
I don't think the outfit worked.
And listen to scuba radio.
And I don't think he did pull off the song.
I said and listen to scuba radio.
My advice would be, if you want to pursue a career in the music business, don't.
Yeah, I won't. I'm going to stick to diving, at least for now, at least while I'm in Fiji. Now, I'm standing here with Martin from Air Pacific, and we got to get these guys in here because they're a huge supporter of the Fiji Dive Expo and our little adventure here in Fiji, bringing the mermaids and the crew over to the islands. And Martin, thank you, first of all. Thanks for helping out.
We're very happy to have you here and look forward to working with you guys all year.
Yeah, you got it, man. Now, the one question I have got to ask you, this flight from L.A. to Fiji is one of the most luxurious airline trips I have ever been on. How do you guys possibly do this?
Well, I'll tell you, it's easy flying people at night. Half our customers sleep half the time. We have great crews on board. We have good food. It's a big airplane, 747. We're a real airline. A lot of people don't know what the heck we do down here, but we're a real airline in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well, maybe so. Maybe in the middle of nowhere, but it's a nice place to be for sure. But
the best places in the world.
Yeah, but the flight itself, like you said, it is kind of like a red-eye flight out of L.A. You fly out late L.A., and then they feed you a nice dinner, and you sleep for a few hours, and they wake you up for breakfast. I mean, you don't get this in the States. I don't know how you guys are still managed to pull off that kind of service and deliver that kind of quality experience, and we can't seem to get this straight in the States. What's up with that?
Well, we want people to feel like they're stepping onto a Fijian island the minute they step on board that airplane. The fact that you can sleep, and you're right, it's a red-eye flight, but we don't call it a red-eye flight, we call it a sleeper flight. You get on board, you eat, you have fantastic service with the best crews in the world, and hopefully this week that you spend here, you've seen the Fijians are the nicest people in the world.
They are indeed, and you're so right about the flight. Our flight from Orlando to L.A. was torturous compared to our 10-hour-plus flight from LAX to Fiji, and Air Pacific is obviously, they've been doing this for a while, and seem to get you got it right, Martin. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, thank you very much for saying that. We're going to continue to do it right. We're going to make it even better.
Yeah, I have no doubt about it. I mean, you're onto something good here, and obviously they need a big air carrier like you guys to kind of foot that bill and make it easy for people to experience paradise. And you're doing a good job, and we thank you once again for it.
Thank you very much for coming, and we look forward to many years of working with you.
You got it. All right, there you go. So Air Pacific, just go to airpacific.com. You can book your Fiji adventure just like we have here. Now, just go to the website and start booking it. You're going to kick yourself if you don't get over here soon, trust me. Look, next week, we're going to have another show from Fiji. We've just begun our trek across the Fijian Islands. You're going to hear all about it in the next week or two on the big show, so don't miss it. In the meantime, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.